It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's the confluence where the news comes together, and for right now, where the holidays come together. I'm Kevin Gavin. You can pick your Yuletide poison. We've got tree lightings, the nationality rooms at Pitt's Cathedral of Learning, ice skating in Market Square, the Phipps Annual Flower Show, even bird counting. And we don't mean a partridge in a pear tree or even two turtle doves. It all starts now. Tonight is Light Up Night, which traditionally kicks off the Christmas season in the Pittsburgh area. We're going to talk about all the upcoming festivities and a bit about their history with Rosalind Colgan, food and culture editor with The Incline. Rosalind, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Bobby Cherry, news editor for the Sewickley Herald. Welcome to you as well, sir.
Thank you for having me here today.
And we invite you to join the conversation by tweeting a question or comment and use the hashtag WESAConfluence. All right. Light Up Night, for folks who've never been or tend to avoid the crowds, what can we expect to see?
You know, it's a very crowded night. It's cold, but that won't mean that people stay away. There's, I think, usually 300,000 people in the city. It's the biggest party in the city, and it's going to be a great night of festive Santas everywhere and Christmas lights and tree lightings all over the place.
You know, we actually looked into the history of Light Up Night because we were wondering why it's so early. It happens before we even carve our turkeys. And believe it or not, Light Up Night actually even used to be earlier. So it started in 1959, and it was in April.
April. Why?
So it actually was not for the holiday season, of course, but every light in the Golden Triangle was turned on until midnight, and there were spotlights and a parade. It was all in celebration of the Pirates season. And then the next year in 1960, it went on to become a holiday tradition, and ever since then, we've had Light Up Night.
Okay, but there was a suspension for, I believe, 9 years, and it had to do with the energy crisis. So why was it brought back?
It was an attempt to raise some more morale during the steel industry collapse. It was brought back in 1982, and we've had it every year since then, and it's been growing every year. As Bobby mentioned, it's packed downtown now.
All right. So, Bobby, it might not be too early for you, but I'll ask this to both of you. Why the Friday before Thanksgiving? Isn't that a little early for this? Well, maybe not for you personally, Bobby.
Is it ever too early to celebrate Christmas? You know, it's the start. Next weekend is Black Friday, of course, Thanksgiving weekend. And it's sort of that pre-kickoff to getting everything going in the city. The Saturday after Thanksgiving is the annual Christmas parade in town.
Right.
So it sort of sets off the rest of the season. You have to start it early because there's not a lot of time to celebrate.
Rosalind, too early for you?
Well, you know, Bobby is basically Santa himself. I mean, he loves Christmas so much. He has been counting down since July, I'm pretty sure. For me, maybe a little early. I'm one of those people who likes to just keep Thanksgiving in November and then start Christmas in December. But, you know, we'll let it pass. And Pittsburghers actually have been complaining about this for decades. So.
Well, you two make a compromise. will be you get to celebrate Thanksgiving, and then you can start it with the Christmas parade the Saturday after. Will you make
Fair
that
enough.
Compromise?
That's a good that compromise. Yeah.
Okay. So the crowds have grown. They weren't all that big, but they have grown. But I assume the festivities have grown as well. It's more and more each year or what?
That's
Plus
right.
Fireworks. Can't have a Pittsburgh holiday without fireworks.
Absolutely. You've got to have fireworks in Pittsburgh no matter what the holiday. But the holiday market is one of the really special things that's been added in the past few years. This is in Market Square, put on by the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. You'll see little chalets in Market Square, a great place to do some holiday shopping.
All right, I want to get both of your favorite things to do or favorite events, but I'm going to tell you mine. And it was as a kid, I went to the then Buell Science Center for you know what, the model train, the miniature railroad and village display. Today it's up basically year round except for several weeks for, I believe, maintenance. And of course, it's at the Carnegie Science Center. So. Do you agree with me it's a favorite?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I spent a few years working at Carnegie Science Center, so it has a special place in my heart.
You didn't get tired of it?
I didn't. It was one of my favorite places at the museum. And this year, they've added a tiny Permane Brothers model, so that's a can't miss.
They always add something, don't they, to the display?
That's right. Each year, they add something new, a new piece of Pittsburgh history. This year's is really intricate. They have 14 tiny liquor bottles at the bar, 12 3D printed windows along the front. It took them 9 months of research. They've been working on this diligently. You can't miss it, and you can really see inside. So it feels as if you're peeking into this tiny version of the Strip District Permane's. There's even a tiny version of Tony Haggerty, who is the famed server and cook. There's, of course, only one tiny version of her because she is the one and only. So don't miss that this year.
Do you have a favorite piece of the train display down there? Something that you always look for or stare at?
I do. My favorite is the downtown scene. So you have the Bugeaud Theater. You have in the middle, there's a parade, actually, of women marching for suffrage. And let's see, they're walking past an Isley's, the theater, the shops. It's really beautiful.
Nice. All right. So I mentioned my favorite, so I'm going to give you fair turn because you said it was among your favorites. So, Bobby, what is your favorite? I'm sure Mr. Christmas has difficulty deciding, but I'm going to put you on the spot. So what is your favorite activity or event or whatever regarding the holidays and the different festivities you can take part in?
I think hands down it's the Kennywood Park Holiday Lights celebration.
Okay.
It starts Friday after Thanksgiving, and this year goes through, I think, December 30th. Mostly weekends. There's a couple weeknights after Christmas that it's up. But there's a 90-foot tall artificial Christmas tree that goes up near Kittyland. There's a large snowman. There's a petting zoo. Some of the rides are open for guests to enjoy. And it's just a magical night of Christmas lights. I think there's something like 2 million Christmas lights around the park. And seeing it in the summer, Thunderbolt, you know, all of the great rides. But in the winter, seeing Santa Claus sitting at the racer station and you can get your picture taken with Kenny Kangaroo and Santa at the racer, I think that's just an awesome Pittsburgh memory to have.
All right. You're just a big kid in addition to being a Santa. Rosalind.
You know, one of my favorite things is buying gifts for people, and I take great pride in trying to find the right gift for somebody. So I love doing some local shopping in Pittsburgh. This year, there are more than a dozen markets where you can find local Pittsburgh-made gifts from art to plants to crafts. One of my favorites is called Handmade Arcade, and that is going to be held at the Convention Center on December 2nd. It is huge. I recommend getting there early. They have more than 170 vendors, so there's definitely something for everyone on your list there.
Okay. There are just so many things. We're not going to be able to mention even a fraction of them, but we're going to try. On display, there's a lot of things happening in Market Square throughout the holiday season, including at the around PPG Plaza, PPG Place, the annual gingerbread house display and competition.
Yeah. I was just telling Rosalind earlier, it's a great display of gingerbread houses. You know, children and groups and companies around the region create the little creations, and some of them are very, very detailed. I've seen Mr. Rogers' neighborhood trolley. I've seen Heinz Field and Minions and all sorts of great creations. And you can just get lost for hours looking at each one. I'll sometimes go alone on a Saturday afternoon in December and spend several hours looking at all of the displays and the Santa Claus, you know, figures down there and enjoying the Christmas music. They usually have live music performing down there. It's a cute display.
We have mentioned some of the traditional that I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard about, whether it's the nationality rooms at the Cathedral of Learning. But there's also on the north side of the neighborhood of Allegheny West, and these are Victorian home tours going on with what is the largest privately owned toy train collection, I believe. Yeah, so there's that, and also the Phipps Winter Flower and Light Garden. This is spectacular. Of course, this is done in the evening just so you can just take it all in.
Yeah, Phipps is extraordinary year-round, but especially during the holidays. The way that the lights play off the flowers is really exquisite. They also have some artwork nestled into the flower displays, which adds a new level of just appreciation for the flowers. It can be a little chilly. Some of the displays are outside, so get ready for that, but definitely don't miss that one.
Okay. My other favorite, So I mentioned the miniature railroad and village display, but my other favorite is something completely different, and it's been around since 1999. It is the Pittsburgh creche that was displayed at U.S. Steel Plaza. Now, this was, as I said, 99. It's the only, at the time, I'm not sure if it still is, but the only authorized replica of the creche that is in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. And of course, this came like 10 years after the Supreme Court said, no, get rid of the nativity scene at the county courthouse. That creche just draws people walking by. It's a stopper for people passing by.
It really is. You know, usually I like to go at the celebration that they have on light up night, but this year I'm here instead. So I do try to like to make it out that afternoon when they open it for the season. Yeah.
It's the confluence where the news comes together. We're talking about light up night and how this really kicks off the holiday festivities. And we are so pleased to be joined by Bobby Cherry, news editor for the Sewickley Herald, and Rosalind Colgan, food and culture editor with the Incline. So, starting next week is something as another holiday tradition, ice skating. Now, whether it's movies or photos, the visuals that we often see, Rockefeller Center, right? And their ice skating rink, they got nothing on ours, right? I think ours is two-thirds larger.
It is. Last year was it's the ice rink at PPG Place. It actually opens tonight, and public skate begins this weekend, and it's actually two-thirds larger than the rink at Rockefeller Plaza. I remember seeing Rockefeller for the first time several years back, and I thought, wow, that's actually a smaller rink than Pittsburgh, and it made me feel good, Pittsburgh proud to have that. But it's a great night of skating and seeing all of the people out there. You know, Robert Morris University will perform later this afternoon for Light Up Night. And then, of course, there's a great celebration to light the tree as well.
Yeah,
are you an ice skater?
I am. I have been doing this for years at PPG Place, and it's really beautiful. I love seeing families out there together, and sometimes you might even catch a proposal if you're lucky. Yes. So keep an eye out for that. It's certainly a romantic place and also a really family-friendly activity as well.
There's a new exhibit that was unveiled to the media, I believe it was yesterday, I think it's starting this weekend. It's at the Heinz History Center, and this also sort of gets nostalgic, whether it's the windows at Kaufman's and the like. Bobby.
Oh, my gosh. I was reading about this yesterday in the Trib, the very Pittsburgh holiday exhibit with the Kaufman's displays and the Macy's windows and the replica Santa chair from Kaufman's Santa Land.
Right.
And, you know, I have so many memories of going down there and enjoying the thumbprints at Arcade Bakery and taking in lunch at TikTok. I would do that every year on Light Up Night, lunch at TikTok, Arcade Bakery. And so to be able to go see those exhibits and still hold those memories is great. You know, I loved riding the wooden elevators, you know, at Christmas time with all of the lights on them.
And now they're incorporating the windows as well, because those are always a very special display, right?
Yes, there are some pieces that were saved from when Macy's closed. They donated them to the History Center, and so they'll be on display. Some pieces from Kaufman's from over the years, I think dating to the 60s potentially, and then also some of the Macy's windows we remember from the past couple years.
And the exhibit is named A Very Merry Christmas, and there will be, of course, classic toys on display as well. And for you fans of the movie A Christmas Story, there will be also a Red Ryder BB gun made famous by that movie as well. Okay. So lots of things, but when you've exhausted that Pittsburgh Christmas holiday nostalgia and activities, you can also experience Christmas from around the world. Of course, the nationality room's always a good thing. And at the PPG Winter Garden display, there's also the spirits of giving from around the world. This is wonderful to see how others view the holidays and how they celebrate. So it's a nice to mix the Pittsburgh traditions with how other people celebrate as well.
Reading the displays in the Winter Garden, it is always great to see how the world celebrates the holiday season, whatever their holiday and background might be.
Go ahead. Awesome.
Another new thing that will be in Market Square this year, after you are done doing your shopping, if you are 21 plus, there is a bar coming to the original Oyster House. It's going to be called Miracle on Market. You might remember it last year being called Miracle on Liberty. This is a holiday-themed pop-up bar. You've got about 10 holiday-themed cocktails to choose from, and the owner tells me that it will look like Christmas threw up in there. So you've got to check it out. There are going to be decorations from floor to ceiling, as well as some really great cocktails and just a fun atmosphere for the holidays.
There better be wassail.
I'm not sure if that's on the menu, but they better.
How can
they
call
it
Christmas without wassail?
That's right.
Or at least an eggnog.
Yes, I believe there is some kind of eggnog on the menu. So you'll have to go and check it out when it opens on Black Friday.
Okay. So we have less than 2 minutes left. I want to ask you this. It's a two-part question. What is something that you won't miss, and your advice to listeners what they shouldn't miss if it's one thing? Bobby's looking at Rosa. Bobby, you're up. What won't you miss, and what shouldn't our listeners miss?
I won't miss Kennywood Holiday Lights. That's something I will go multiple times, actually, throughout throughout December. What's something that viewers shouldn't miss? The Nutcracker Village in Steubenville, Ohio. There's more than 150 Nutcracker on display through, I think, Black Friday through January 7th. And it's an outdoor festival at a park, public park there. It includes an Advent market, similar to our Market Square holiday market, but it's a great public art display of toy nutcrackers decorated.
All right, Rosalind, same thing. What won't you miss? And what, especially if somebody's new to Pittsburgh, what shouldn't they miss?
Well, I'm going to combine those into one, because what I won't miss is also my advice for listeners. Every year I walk through downtown and sort of take a Christmas tree tour on my own. So I'll start at the Point and check out that Christmas tree, and then walk through Market Square and take a look at that one, and then walk up to the City County building. It's just really special to be able to walk through the buildings of downtown, the glittering lights, and enjoy that with someone you care about. So that's what I'm going to do, and I hope to see you on that path too.
Rosalind Colgan is food and culture editor with The Incline, and Bobby Cherry is the local news editor for Trib Total Media. Thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you very
much. Merry Christmas to you as well.
A couple of reminders for you. Our sister station, WYEP, is hosting its 10th annual Holiday Hootenanny at the August Wilson Center Thursday, December 7th. And another holiday tradition, the 41st annual Christmas All Request Show airs on WESA Friday, December 22nd, hosted by yours truly. And for this week, that's The Confluence, where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA. The engineer is Tom Hurley. Research and production assistance from Courtney Harrell. The producer of The Confluence is Megan Harris. I'm Kevin Gavin. Until next time, hope you have a good week of good news.